بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. As a reminder, is every day inshallah, if you see a gap in front of you or the row is empty in front of you, please fill that inshallah. We continue inshallah ta'ala with our tazkira session, and that is the reminder and reflections over what will be recited in the Salatul Taraweeh. Over the last 2 days, we discussed the idea of ta'awuz and the reasons for the recital of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And last night, we discussed the reasons and the rationale that why Quran begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The logical thing to continue from this point is that generally, by and large, the most primary matter that we recite in every single raka'ah of salah, it is the matter of Surah Al-Fatiha and the opening chapter of the Qur'an. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam has mentioned that la salata illa bi-fatihati al-kitab, that the prayer, it is not valid unless the Fatiha is read in the prayer. Now, aside from the fiqhi and the jurisprudic differences and its application in the different schools, but when we examine Surah Al-Fatiha, we find an amazing matter and an amazing petition. What is that amazing petition? It is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching to you and I as human beings that how do we petition in front of Allah? It is like almost the person whom you are petitioning for or against is teaching you the principles, the rules of how to petition in the court of that individual. This is part of Allah's mercy upon us, that Allah is teaching us in 7 simple verses. Allah has answered for generations the history of man, what they have not been able to answer. What is the very purpose of this life? Allah answers this in Surah Al-Fatiha. To whom does the kingdom of this world belong? Allah has answered it in the opening ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. Who does the world that comes belong to? Allah has answered this in Surah Al-Fatiha. And this is unique. Philosophers for centuries have dwelled over these very questions. That where do we come from? Who do we belong to? Where are we going? These are questions that continue to be deliberated upon as we speak. Yet, every single raka'ah of salah, you and I, with a level of absolute conviction, tawakkul, yaqeen, that alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, that all of this, Allah is in charge of every single matter. Then Allah reminds you and I, towards the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, of the matter of hidayah and guidance, that ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, that this matter of guidance, it is the sirat al-mustaqim and the straight path. It is not some theoretical construct. You know that it's a very fancy philosophy of what is the straight path. Something that sounds very good and flowery in the books of the academics. But instead, the straight path, it is a path that is well traveled, as they say. That many who came before us have already traveled the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. In tonight's recital, when we observe and listen very carefully, we will come across where Allah mentions exactly those who travel this path. Who are those? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That who are those who travel the path? These were the prophets who preceded us. والصديقين, and those who had a firm conviction in their heart. والشهداء, and the martyrs. والصالحين, and the pious. These are all of those who already put into practice this traveled path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then Allah reminds us in Surah Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Normally we say that thee do we worship. The only reason we translate ibadah as worship, because the limitation of the English language cannot depict what ibadah means. Ibadah is the height of a slave and a master relationship. When we say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, then this is the ultimate of that slave and master relationship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And oh Allah, in this relationship, in my relationship with you, there is no intermediary. No one can help me worship Allah. No one can help me and no one can worship Allah on my behalf. Only I can do it. And only Allah can assist me in this. Ulama have written, and I'll end on this point, that where a person finds difficulty, who cannot abstain from sin, who cannot continuously do ibadah, like the month of Ramadan, we find it difficult to do ibadah, to worship. Ulama have written that one of the solutions to this is to repeatedly recite the ayah, the verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. That, O Allah, only Thee do I worship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And only from Thee do I seek help in the worship of Thee. Repeated repetition of this ayah creates the ability in a person to manifest the slavery and the servitude that they owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, understanding. We can straighten our sufuf, inshallah. Just a kind reminder, inshallah, that those of a younger age, we request, inshallah, that you stand in the back rows. The rest of us, inshallah, please stand shoulder to shoulder and fill up the gaps, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.